Today we're going to be concluding Maseches Zvachim. We're in the 14th parak. We're up to Mishnah Yud. Elu Kedoshim Karevim B'Mishka. So we mentioned that there are certain times in which one was allowed to have a bama, such as in the time in which there was a Mishkan in Gilgal or Nov or Givon, but nonetheless, one was not allowed to bring certain sacrifices on those private altars, but rather it had to have been brought in on the Mishkan. And the Mishnah tells us that Kedoshim Shekdushu L'Mishkan, when it came to these various sacrifices that were sanctified for the Mishkan, so what are the ones specifically that must be brought on the Mishkan, even if you have your own private altar? So the Mishnah says, Karbonos Hatzibor Karevim B'Mishkan. First of all, any carbon which was for the community, that always had to be brought on the Mishkan, even if you had your own private bama. The private bama was only for your own private offerings, and even that depended. The karbonos hayachid, regarding your sacrifices that you would like to bring on your own, if you made it and you sanctified it stam without any specifications, then debama. Then, in fact, you're allowed to bring it on your own private altar. However, karbonos hayachid shekdushal mishkan, if you would have sanctified them in the Mishkan itself, that you had the animal already in the Mishkan and that's where you sanctified it, so that already shows that you probably were designating it to have been brought in that Mishkan. Therefore, Yikribu B'Mishkan has to be brought there and not on your own private altar. V'im Hikribun B'Bama Potter. However, if one would afterwards have brought it to their own private altar, they would not get any punishment, because after all, technically, one is allowed to have brought this the first place on their bama. They just decided to consecrate it in the Mishkan. So therefore, technically it should have been brought there, but if it was done afterwards on one's private bama, then you do not get a punishment. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Man bein bamas yochid or bamas tzibor. A bamas yochid, as we've been discussing, is a person who has their own individual altar. A bamas tzibor is referring to a mizbeach, but it was during the time in which the bamas yochid was permissible, as we said, such as in the time in which there was a Mishkan in Gilgal, in Nov, or in Givon. So what's the distinction between those two ways in which one would bring offerings? So first of all, one difference is smicha, that when it comes to bringing a karbon, only in the Mishkan or in the Bamas Tzibor would one rest their entire weight upon the animals. Furthermore, Shchita Safam, the requirement when it comes to Kodshi Kedoshim, that they must be slaughtered in the northern part, is only referring to when we're dealing with the Mishkan, not on your own private altar. Furthermore, Matan Saviv, when it comes to taking the blood, in which there are two applications, which are four, which means they were put on the corners, so that the fact that it was on corners, it was as, and it drips down, it says no one, it's on both sides, that only occurred on Mizbeach, or of the Mishkan. The Tenufa of Hagasha, which refer to Menachos, when it comes to the flower offerings, of waving them or bringing them close to the Mizbeach, that also only applied when it came to a bamas bama gadol. Rabbi Huda Omer ein mincha b'bama. Rabbi Huda, interestingly enough, says that when it comes to the mincha offering, this flower offering, it was never brought not only on a private altar, but also on a bama gadola. In other words, in the times in which there was a Mishkan and Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, based on psukim, he says that one would not have ever have brought such an offering. And now the Mishnah goes back to this distinction between a private altar and that of the tzibur. It says v'kihun. The only time you need to be a kohen is when we're dealing with the Mishkan. However, your own private altar, even if you're a non-kohen, you could do the avodah. It's not a problem. And therefore, it stands to reason. It says the bigdi shares, that you do not have to wear the special garments which are designated for a kohen. Because if I'm not a kohen, I'm allowed to do the service. Obviously, don't have to wear those garments when I'm serving on my private altar. Uklei shares, as well as the various sanctified vessels, those aren't required either. V'reach nicholach, or providing a sweet smell, a nice fragrance. U'machitza b'damim, and on the mizbeach, in which we've discussed before, that there was this line called a chut ha-sikra, which separated where the blood was applied as well as where the rest of the offering was. That wasn't required on a private altar. Rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, the cleansing of one's hands or feet also was not required on your own private altar. However, as the Masechta concludes, aval hazman v'noser v'hatameh, when it comes to these three things, shavan zeb zeh, that when it comes to the time in which we have a specific time in which this offering must be brought, and even if you had an improper thought, that will invalidate it, which is called pigel. But nosar, when it comes to leaving over a sacrifice beyond that time, it must be burned, as well as tameh. Even if you're a non-kohen, you still have to bring it on your private altar while you are pure, not while you're tameh. So shavin zebazeh, it's equal. And the reason for this is the pasuk says v'zos torah zevach hashlamim, that this is the law of these offerings, and therefore we see that torah achas uchol hashlamim. But when it comes to all these offerings, all the laws are the same, at least when it comes to these three things, that of Zman, Noser, and Tamei. Salik, Masechtas Vachim, and tomorrow we will continue with Masechtas Menachos.